Welcome everyone this morning to our Commissioner's Court. Today, do we have a volunteer who would come and do our invocation for us at the mic, if you would please? Yes. Billy, if you would, let's all stand together. And then we'll do our pledges.
Father, we gather today and want to say thank you for giving us a clean bill of health. We ask, Father, that you would continue to give us wisdom as we
do the business of the county and the citizens. I pray that we have wisdom on the board today as they discuss the needs that we have, and may good decisions be made, and may you get the blessing of it. And we thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. All right, let the record reflect this morning that all are present. We do have a quorum. And I need a motion to approve the court agenda. Do I have that, gentlemen?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, are there any citizens here this morning who would like to comment either on the consent agenda or on the open agenda? All right, if there are none, then let's move forward to our proclamations. Resolutions, you know, but as we do that, Judge Bays, is Judge Bays here right now? Yes, Judge Bays, you want to do you wanted to bring something to us, if you would, please, as we begin.
Judge, Commissioners, thank you so much for letting me come up here this morning to present budget issues to you. And if you're looking confused, so is Charlie Thompson when I turn and tell him, congratulations, Charlie, you are the employee of the month for Montgomery County. Tim, please come up here. We were very successful in our endeavor to trick him. No, you come up here. No, because we're not done yet. Citizen comments, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So, folks, I'm very happy to introduce you today to my very good friend, Charlie Thompson. And I will tell you in 3 minutes that he is truly one of the greatest people that Montgomery County has ever had. Charlie has been a bailiff at the courthouse for the longest time. That's how I've always known him. In the former days, he was a patrol deputy. But every day that he's worked at the courthouse, every day that I've known him as a lawyer and as a judge, I can tell you he distinguishes himself as being a person of honor, integrity, dignity, really perfection. And there's also so many other little things. Charlie is one of those guys who just knows things. He just knows when our jurors need a bathroom break, or when a litigant is going to become irate, or how to diffuse a situation so that irate doesn't become dangerous. And he also knows these weird random things, like the precise origins of World War II, how the vaccine works, how to repair a carburetor. He even knows about the stock market, and I'm telling you truly, he predicted that whole GameStop thing. He truly did. And so we in the 284th sometimes sit around and think, how does he just know all these things? And the answer is, he's just Charlie. He can fix anything. Our AV equipment goes down. 2 minutes later, he's got it back up and running. Our copy machine, our scanner, our shredder, no match for Charlie. He's even been known to fix flat tires for people who aren't able to get home after a long day's work. And we're like, how does he just know how to fix everything? And the answer is, because he's just Charlie. It's also hilarious. Charlie's second language is sarcasm. And he can throw out a one-liner or a zinger before you even see it coming and leave you laughing on the floor. And let me tell you something, that's an important skill. Sometimes we do some pretty heavy things in the court. And sometimes we can get down about it, but Charlie is always there to commiserate, to pat us on the back, and even to deliver milkshakes when that is medically necessary. And we think, you know, how's Charlie so funny? And the answer is because he's just Charlie. But I'm going to tell you that although he keeps us very happy in the 284th most of the time, right now we are in mourning. In 206 hours, Charlie will be retiring. He'll be leaving us behind to go and tour the country, to explore the great outdoors, and to enjoy a well-deserved vacation. And if you have any doubts about it being well-deserved, remember his expression sitting back there? He was the most surprised person in the room to hear that he was the employee of the month. And that's because Charlie is so humble. Despite his greatness, he is still humble. And you might be asking why, and the answer is, that's just Charlie. And that's why we're so grateful to the employee committee for giving Charlie this well-deserved award. Because we in the 284th wanted to give him the ultimate retirement gift, a day of seeing himself as other people see him. You will be missed. So congratulations on being employee of the month. Why am I holding flat?
One more. Let me hold the flat.
Oh. Oh, no.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. I appreciate
thank you, Charlie. Congratulations. Excellent. All right. On in our items under this category, presentation of the 2021 Montgomery County Employee Committee Scholarships. If you would come and present those. Thank you.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm Tracy Hutchison. I'm the chairman for the committee. And this year we are awarding six scholarships to employees and dependents. These scholarships are, they go through an application process and they submit them. We had 14 submissions for our dependent scholarships, and then we had 9 submissions for our employee scholarships. These funds are done through fundraising that we do each year. This year we are able to give out $4,000 worth. So I would like to honor Amy Ressler and Michael Berry. Those are two of our $500 recipients for employees. If they could come up, please. And then we have Taylor Jones and Jaslyn Vasquez, which are two of our $500 recipients as dependents. Amy and Michael are furthering their education, and Taylor and Jaslyn are going to continue their education once they are out of high school, and we are very proud of them and appreciate their hard work. Amy? Michael? Taylor?
Can they stand in front of y'all to get a picture?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Just come right across the front. You stand right here. And congratulations to everyone. That's just awesome.
Congratulations.
All right, I'll smile on the count of three. One, two, three.
Great job.
Thank you all, and congratulations. Did you know that the Texas Historical Commission gives out recognition each year? And this year, the county's Historical Commission, Texas counties, provided more than 258,277 volunteer hours with the purpose as an, really an in-kind donation valued at $7.3 million, even in the midst of all the challenges of the pandemic, to continue to preserve the history of the great state of Texas. One of those individuals who has participated with us, this award was brought to us. He came here 9 years ago. Within the first 6 months, they were able to secure the award, and for a total of 8 consecutive years have received from the Texas Historical Commission for their work in preserving Texas history. Larry, you have come diligently and supported this with your people, and you continue. I'm amazed at the emails, the things that you send, and what you do, the places that your volunteers go to preserve our great Texas history, and equally as important, if not more, Montgomery County history. And on behalf of the Historical Commission and the Commissioner's Court, I want to present to you the 2020 Distinguished Service Award to Montgomery County Historical Commission in recognition of its active and well-balanced preservation program from Executive Director Mark Wolf of the Texas Historical Commission. So Larry, if you'd meet me at the dais, I'm going to come down there. On behalf of all of the commissioners.
Also the members of our Historical Commission.
If you can, everybody come on up.
We have just a few here today, Your Honor. Thank you for the honor, incidentally, and commissioners.
We have with us today, the guy that's running around with the camera back there is an active member, Mark Canada.
Yeah.
And is our official photographer. We have Missy Ringo, who is also employed with the county, and Robin Bartlett, who is a former businesswoman down here in Conroe.
There it is. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
You know, I asked Larry, how long have you been here? He said just over a little bit, around 9 years, and we received it.
How many years?
Your first year, which would be on the tail end of your first, so it's over 8 years.
Somebody.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Very good. Appreciate
you very much.
All right. So we continue. Presentation by the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office on the 21 Walk Across Texas Montgomery County Community Challenge. Look at you.
We were here a couple of months ago introducing the kickoff for the Walk Across Texas, and so we have completed our 8-week challenge. We allow teams to start at different times, so sometimes it takes 10 to 12 weeks before it all finishes. But we got some buckets for you guys so that you can put some physical activity things on your bucket list. So to just to give you a little bit of a recap and what's on your infographic that's in your bucket there, we had 52 teams participating this year, which was an increase from last year, and we had 364 people. Total number of miles that we ended up with, and there's still a few more trickling in, 58,572, and we can do an estimated economic impact statement based on the reduced number of work absences and delaying the onset of type 2 diabetes and other chronic illnesses based on people being more physically active. And so this year, with the people that participated, if they continue at that rate, they will it will impact our county with $1.69 million. So we also had the youth that participated, a youth team. We had eight members on Team Ocean, which was part of the Alight Solutions League, and they did another 1,157 miles. We had about 10 county teams, so of those 52, about at least 10 of them were county, but there were probably a few more that were associated county teams. But the treasurer's office, the sheriff's office, and several of the libraries participate in Walk Across Texas. Then we have lots of other teams that participate in the community. Inspiration Ranch has been very involved. The Curves. The local Curves, they add Walk Across Texas to what they're doing. And then the Crown Oaks neighborhood has just a neighborhood league where they have several that participate. And then also Alight Solutions in the Woodlands, they kind of use it as a workplace wellness event. So we are really happy to have all those involved. Really quickly, I got to do a shout out to the top 10s. So top 10 teams, we had the Texas Tamales that had 2,548 miles. The Red Hot Chili Steppers, which is one of our libraries, and did I forget to mention libraries, were another one of the county teams that participated. Texas Steppen, they had 2,284 miles. The Inspired Striders, the Conroe Curves Walkers, there was a team called Simply the Best, that was one of the library teams. Conroe Dashers, Bunko Babes, 50 Shades of Hay, which was another inspiration ranch team, and one of the Crown Oaks League teams was, we thought they said rum. And then we top 10 walkers. We had Santa Stone, Mitch Best, Lori Goodall, Erica Alston, Mariana Mayer, Devery Johnson, Mike Buccello, Natalia Markutova, Barbara Ward, and Berta Flores. And then on the top 10 teams, my team, Amy's Association of Awesomeness, actually we came in 11th, and Rose was our ringer on the team. She is training for an Ironman that she's going to do this weekend. Wow. So she really helped us, and it's just great to have her as part of our office. So on your infographic, too, there's a little bit about what people say about the benefits. So beyond the physical activity benefits and the health benefits, there's a lot of motivational benefits, and one of them just said walking with a purpose was helpful for them. And the research has shown that Walk Across Texas is effective, and we have been established, we have been published in a journal, the BMC Public Health Journal confirmed the effectiveness of Walk Across Texas. So again, we just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting Walk Across Texas, doing that every year here in Montgomery County. In the fall, we're actually going to do a statewide 25th anniversary celebration, and so people who haven't had a chance to participate in it yet, there's one more chance here in 2021. So thank you again, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Appreciate it very much. All right. So we move on. Gentlemen, we have our consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve, or are there any modifications?
Judge, I would approve with two modifications. On page 4, 9E5, I'd like to move that to open. And on page 9, 9-6E. So 9E5, page 4, 9Q6, page 9. Move both those to open.
All right. Are there any other modifications? If there are none, do we have a motion to approve with modifications? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's move over to our open agenda. Commissioner Nowak.
And Gilbert. So we are considering and approving the first addendum to an agreement for employee health and wellness with Next Level Medical LLC. And I think this is something that we need to discuss. It's a really good move, something positive for everybody in the county. Commissioner Metz and Commissioner Riley, I think y'all are going to be happy with some of the news out of this as well. And this is something that I know that risk management and Gilbert have been working on for well over a year. So it's kind of, it's really good news for everybody in the county.
What would you like for me to say?
Yeah, you get to deliver the good news.
Okay. So our clinic currently is a primary care facility. And folks in Precinct 4 and Precinct 2, they're out. They don't utilize the clinic as much as they would like to. So we've been talking to Next Level about expanding coverage. And one idea we had was actually building a clinic in Precinct 4 in the remodeled area that he is doing there. However, Next Level came back and said, well, we're opening a facility in Kingwood, and it's right down the street. So instead of opening a clinic on site, the individuals that participate in the plan at Precinct 4 can go to this Kingwood facility. It's at no charge. There's no charge behind the scenes to the county. The county pays $55 per participant per month. And what that does is that the calculation is done like this. It's the number of employees and retirees, and that's how you calculate the $55 per participant per month. Dependents are also eligible to go to the clinic, and so they ride along with the employee or the participant.
That's awesome.
There's also going to be a facility in Magnolia on 1488. Actually, the address is 9511 FM 1488. We have the clinic here. We have one in Conroe. They're opening a second clinic in Spring. I just found out this morning. And they have, you can go to the Next Level website, and they've got several clinics around the Houston area. You can go to any of those clinics. If you're on vacation in Galveston, you can go to League City. You've got Baytown, Champions, Sugar Land, So there's coverage everywhere.
And does this also include the urgent care provision?
Yes.
Which is important. So now, you know, you break your arm, you hurt yourself, things that you would typically go to the ER for, you can go to the urgent care facility, any next level, and it's treated at no cost. It's part of the payment that we are going to be making to them on behalf of participants in the plan.
Awesome.
And so, again, and the reason why I wanted Gilbert to say this is this was really his idea. This is something he's been working on for a long time. Michael you've been working with him, and one of the things that we are kind of excited to announce, and now that there's going to be more access and more clinics across the county, I think that it's a perfect time to do it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Gilbert.
Right.
I move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you all. Michael, thank you. Appreciate all the hard work. All right. Commissioner, you had a second item, page
number 9. This is just regarding a grant that typically when we have grants that also include employees, you can go ahead.
So when a department is requesting a position for a grant, I state that if the grant ends, the position either goes away or they have to come back to Commissioner's Court to ask for those positions to be funded. So that's a stipulation that I put out there on all departments.
And on this grant, there's currently two 100% funded positions. They're asking for a third, and I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that we need. Just want to remind everybody that if the funding dries up or goes away, we'll have to come back to court and address what we do with the positions. So when that happens, I think it's good to bring it out in the open.
Yes, sir.
So I'll also move on.
All right.
6.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody together?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you,
Rebecca. Appreciate it so much. All right, let's move forward into our open agenda, and we'll consider and discuss and at our discretion take action on the following items. In the Office of Court Administration, our guy was out of town, and Judge Robin has wanted to be here. She couldn't. Had some thing to do that she needed to do with her daughter. So I volunteered to kind of pick this up. And what we have here is consider and approve the carpet asbestos removal project from the courtroom and jury room of the 410th District Court. Building maintenance has estimated a cost of $10,756. My recommendation would be to take this out of fund balance. If there are any other recommendations, we'll certainly entertain that. Or contingency. All right.
Move on contingency.
All right. You have a second.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Let's move forward. Is Judge Hamilton here? Oh, okay. Okay. Come and share with us what's going on in the 359th.
Hello. I'm actually here for the Veterans Court. I'm administrator for the Veterans Treatment Court. Back in February of 2020, we booked travel for 3 people to go to a conference in Anaheim, California. And this was for the National Association of Drug Court Professionals. And we had grant money to do this travel from the Texas Veterans Commission. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, the conference was canceled, and we had to cancel our airline reservations, but they were non-refundable. Our grantor, even though they suggested that we go, refused to pay for it. We did get a travel voucher that we're going to use for this conference in August, but the grantor has still refused to pay for that because it's not being used in the time that we actually spent the money. So what we're asking you to do is to name a funding source for $2,089.20.
Move contingency.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. That was easy. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Tough deal. All right, grants and community development. Rebecca?
Good
Morning, Judge, Commissioners. Please consider and approve the Community Development Department restructuring plan as stated on the agenda.
Move. I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Appreciate the hard work. All right, at this time, we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioners Court to convene public hearings. Amy? Melissa. You're up next. Melissa, come share with us.
I thought Amy was going to read it for me, too. Yeah, read it.
The district clerk presents the annual district court technology fund written archival plan that will continue the preservation of approximately 15,000 archive documents. For fiscal year 21-22, we're requesting $60,000 to carry on this plan. Is anybody here to speak about that? Great job, Melissa.
I do want to add one comment, though. Senate Bill 41 passed, which removes the requirement for us to have this public hearing in the future. So next year we won't have to. The fee is consolidated beginning January 1 of 2022. So this plan is only in act for 3 months.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Amy.
Consider the partial replat of lots 16 and 17, Block 15 of Point Aquarius, Section 1, to be known as Mountain West IRA replat. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to combine lots 16 and 17 into a single residential lot. No objections or concerns have been received prior to today's public hearings. Notice was mailed to the HOA. However, the plat is not ready. But is anybody here to speak about this item? Consider the partial replats of lots 8 and 9, Block 1, Boda Arc, Bend Estates, Section 1, to be known as Boda Arc, Section 1, Estates, Section 1, replat number 1. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to move the common line between lots 8 and 9 over to the west. No objections or concerns have been received prior to today's public hearing. A no objection letter was received from the HOA. The plat is submitted for approval under Agenda Item 14A, County Engineer, after the public hearing. Anybody here to speak?
All right, thank you. We'll reconvene court and we'll take the appropriate actions. Concerning our public hearing on the district clerk, do I have a motion to approve? Do we need to name a funding source for that?
No.
Or is it already set up? Okay.
Sorry.
We have a motion to approve this.
Second?
Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Amy, on the next one, if you would.
Consider and approve the final plat of Bode Arc Bend Estates, Section 1, replat number 1.
All right, do we have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. At this time, we're going to...
Before we recess into executive session, I'd like to defer 15A.
Okay, we can do that.
Thank you.
That's the 15A in the executive session, correct? All right. Thank you. At this time, in our executive session, the court is going to recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071. And we will be back in a few minutes. Thank you all. Let's go ahead and reconvene after our executive session. Amy, you have a motion for us.
If someone was so inclined to consider and approve authorizing Rebecca Ansley to engage a vendor to develop an online portal for the ERAP program in an amount not to exceed $40,000.
Move.
Second.
No more discussion. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Good.
All right, we're good. There was not going to be a motion, a second motion.
No.
Correct.
No,
All right. So at this point, we've taken action on executive session. Are there any citizens that have anything that they would like to bring to us? Yes. If you would, please. Remember, we have 3 minutes.
I know. It's hard for me. You know me, Judge.
My name is Bob Coates. I'm the Montgomery County Republican Party's election integrity chairperson, and I've got like just a I don't really you know I'm going to be moving that and basically coming here in a month to bring you some recommendations that the Election Integrity Committee has on voting machines in Montgomery County. And we have spent, about 12 to 15 people have spent probably 800 or 900 hours on this. I mean, we have literally combed through the voting machines. We have had walkthrough tours of the facilities more than once. I have spent and logged many hours on the phone with Susie Harvey. So I've got something I want to read really quick. And one other aside that I think that the county is running into and that I'm running into, and I want to say this clearly and plainly, the election system we currently have in Montgomery County is working. I see no proof in any kind of way. I'm not a false witnesser. You as a pastor, Dr. Graff as a pastor. I'm not a false witnesser. So if I say something about something that I've examined, I'm trying to say it with truth and integrity. And I will tell you this. In my mind, and I've taught many subjects from economics to government, and I've evaluated programming and systems for the government through the Commerce Department when I was younger, I see no real way that anybody in their right mind could even attempt to infiltrate or do anything that some of these people are, I'm going to put it this way, wing-nutting on and coming in. Most of you probably have experienced this where somebody's like, every election system's hackable, and it's just not true. Okay, and the election system that I think Ms. Harvey is proposing, I'm not endorsing at this time, but Susie Harvey has been an excellent source of information, shown a lot of integrity, and I want people to feel very confident about her. And before I go, what I want you all to know also is I'm here to help you guys. And I've given advice to governmental bodies before, and it's always designed to do things at the quickest way possible. But I will say this as an economist. The inflation that I'm seeing month to month and the underlying core inflation is about as high. I don't know how old James is there, but James, how old are you?
Not very.
Okay, come on. All right.
Not as old as me.
Time constraint, Bob. Proceed. Yeah.
All right. It's as high as like 78, 79, 80, but worse, the actual core inflation, which is being masked by government figures. So what does that mean for government purchasing? It means that in 6 months, you could have a situation where the marginal cost on inflation, if it bumps up a percentage, okay, give me 30 seconds, please, and I'll be done. The marginal cost could make it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars more.
We're going to do it for everybody
else. No, okay, I'm going to be done here in a sec. But seriously, time is of the essence, and that cost is going to be exponentially going up in the next year.
We appreciate that, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, are there any other comments from any of our citizens here today? All right, we have covered the agenda. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I have a miscellaneous item.
Okay.
So during this past week, it's not very often that I think we want to, or that I'm very excited about something that comes out of the White House these days. But, you know, we live in the greatest country in the world, and we're all very fortunate to be here. And to become a great country, you know, you there's risks and sacrifices, and there's mistakes that are made along the way. And I know that we all agree that the worst mistake we probably ever made was enslaving our own men and women. And the divisiveness in our country today is so high, and I is my sincere hope that by recognizing Emancipation Day and Juneteenth, that that's a day that people come together and realize that the closer we are, the more we can do, the more we can overcome. And so I'm hoping that this court, that it is going to be a recognized holiday for Montgomery County going forward, on Juneteenth. I called in my staff, and we had a little talk, and very similar to what I did now, and sent them all home at noon. And I hope that Montgomery County recognizes this new federal holiday going forward. So I just wanted to say those words.
Thank you, Commissioner. Are there any other miscellaneous items? If there are none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much for being here today.
No, I'm just trying to make sure that we're fair to everybody because we get so much crap for cutting people off.
Put me on the agenda when I
So.